I got a text from Angela Kantz, who was as excited as a text could be. It wasn't quite in all caps, but it was definitely this excited, like, hey, I'm really excited about this idea, and we should consider it. She and Kim, and I'm trying to remember if somebody else went with, went to a Godly Play conference, and they had told this story. Godly Play is a means of working with our kids, way of telling Bible stories and other stories to engage our children. And so they had told this story about the exile, and Angela was really moved by it and said, do you think we could do this sometime at North Valley? And I said, absolutely, because I had already been thinking about us doing a series on exile this fall, so it fit right into the category of what I was hoping we might think about doing. And we had been thinking for, Kim and I had been thinking for quite a while about the idea of how do we really affirm the idea that our kids are part of our community, not just a peripheral part or not the part that we send away to do their worship just so that we're not here together or that we can do the real work while they go do something else. All of our work is real work. And all of the things we're doing together are real. And we keep on wondering, how do we do worship together in a way that affirms that? That maybe we could actually not just like, we're not just pandering or making some weird space so that this can happen, but we really think that this could be worship together. And that's our hope this morning. And so Kim is going to come and do what she does with the kids every week, and we're invited to join into that.
This is new and an experiment. And one of the biggest experiments is I'm wearing this thing that makes my voice loud. So this morning we're going to do four different things together. First, we're going to gather together and arrive to the circle. Then we're going to hear a story. After our story, we'll have a chance to wonder together, and then we have some work to do at the end. And so right now, during this gathering time, I'm going to get to the circle. And anybody who would like to join us down here are welcome, but Nate also has fancy things that he's going to set up so that way the story can be seen. So if you want to stay where you're sitting, kids, if you usually go play and this is a good time for you to go do that, you can do that. But if you want to come to the circle or if you want to stay with your parents, all those things are appropriate, okay? And when we gather in the circle after we leave and we all, you know, they run in and we sit down, the first thing that we usually do is greet one another. And we go around the circle and the kids say who they are in the room, and we all say peace to you, to that person. And it's a way of us acknowledging that the circle that is being built today is the one that's supposed to be for today. And it's a larger circle today, but we are the ones who are here and who are supposed to be here and who the story is for. So as we're gathering, choose somebody near you or behind you or in front of you and look them in the eye if you feel brave enough and say peace to you as we arrive into the circle together now. So kids, you can come down or anybody can come on down. And it looks like we're going to have lots of friends, so make sure that you scooch and make room. Jude, you want to come a little closer over here? And usually we want to all sit exactly on the circle, but there's going to probably be too many of us for today. So it's okay if you're sitting a little bit behind the circle or if you're sitting on a pew. Yeah, and Sarah and Lisa, you're okay with that little weird thing there? It's the camera. All right. Yay. This is kind of different, huh? Well, it's kind of different, but it's also totally the same because we're all still here doing our story. Okay. Let's get ready. Why don't you either hold your hands out as you're getting ready to receive something, or if you don't want to do that, you can sit back and open up your body like you're ready to receive something. Or do what you need to just settle yourself. And repeat after me. This is a special place. We are in this place together. This is a place to listen to God. This is a place to listen to God within myself. This is a place to listen to God in each other. This is a place to listen to God in a story. God is here. I am here. God is ready. I am ready. All right, let's see what we need for the story today. We have this very interesting bag. I think, Jude, I'm going to need you to scooch back a little bit because it's going to open all the way. Can you move your feet back even farther? And Sarah, it looks like you're in a good spot. And we need our story basket. Sarah, can you scooch that way a little bit? A little further. I'm going to put the basket right here. Is that too far? Or are you okay? All right. I think we're ready. This is the desert. The desert is a dangerous place, and people don't go into the desert unless they have to. The wind blows and changes the shape of the desert, so it is always changing. It is easy to get lost in the desert. There's very little food and water in the desert. It's hot and it's very cold. People don't go into the desert unless they have to. Here is Jerusalem. And here is the temple. The Tigris River, and the Euphrates River, the city of Haran, and the great city of Babylon. And here is the great desert. These are the people of God. And the people of God knew that the presence of God was near them and with them in this place. They had also come to believe that only the prayers that they prayed in the temple were the prayers that God heard. They also believed that this wall would protect them from everything. And then the Assyrians came. And the Assyrians fought with the people. It was a very long, hard time. Many people starved. Some people died. And then the Assyrians left. But then the Babylonians came, and they did not leave. They tore down the walls of the city. And they burned the temple. And they marched the people of God out into the desert in chains. The people looked back at their burning city and they wondered if they would ever see Jerusalem again. Not all of the people left. There were very few who remained. The people had to sleep when the soldiers told them to sleep. And they had to wake when the soldiers told them to wake. They could only eat when the soldiers told them to eat. And they could only eat what the soldiers gave them to eat. And they had to walk when the soldiers told them to walk. It was a very long journey. And the people could not go home. They were in exile. The people's hearts ached. They hung their harps on the weeping willow trees, and they sang sad, sad songs. They even began to turn and face Jerusalem when they said their prayers. And then they began to realize that when they said their prayers together, God was in this place too. The king of Babylon allowed the people to live relatively normal lives. They built homes. They had families. Some people set up shops. But they could not leave. Everyone was surprised then when the king of Persia came and took Babylon for himself. He did let the people return. Some chose to return to Jerusalem with the prophet Isaiah. This group of people began to rebuild the city wall. Excuse me, to rebuild the temple. Some people returned with the prophet Nehemiah. And this group of people began to rebuild the city wall. But an interesting thing happened. Not everyone returned. Some people remained because they were no longer in exile. And the people of God knew that God was in this place too. Now I wonder, wonder what part of this story you liked best. Yeah. You liked this part. Sarah. Sarah likes the part where the people realized that God was in this place too, Hans.
How did he get over?
It was a long journey. They had to walk across the desert. Yeah, Espen. When the king of Persia opened the doors of Babylon to the people of God. Yes, Lydia. You liked this part of the story. Yeah, Ada. You like all of it. Ezra. You like all of it too, Reese. Did you have your hand raised? Oh, okay. Yeah, Kylan.
I like the whole thing.
You like the whole thing. Well, I wonder. And if you want to shout, the wondering doesn't have to just be you here. But I wonder what the most important part of this story might be. Eleanor. The journey? The journey back. Espen. God is not in just one place, but that all of God is in every place. Sarah?
He took mine.
Oh, Espen took yours. Ada? When they were able to go back over and go home. I wonder if you are somewhere in this story. Or I wonder if any part of this story is about you. Eleanor. Are you in this place on the outside of the city, or are you on this place inside the city? Inside the city and also along the journey. Ada. You also are along the journey. Sarah?
I think I'm along.
Sarah thinks she's along the journey. Yeah, Ezra. You're here in the city. Savali? You are along the journey. Kylan? No, we're not going to touch the sand right now. Anybody else? Oh, Hans, where are you in this story? Or what part of this story is about you? You're right here in the city. Thank you, Hans. Anybody? Oh, Lydia. Oh, and you're right in here in the desert. Lydia. You are along the journey. Eliana, is your hand raised? Okay. Espen. You're right, it didn't come in as part of the story because it's just a city that happened to be on the map. And it's also one of the cities that's in Abraham's story. Yeah, Kylan. Kylan, you find yourself in the journey going this direction. Anybody else? Oh, there you are, Lacey, sorry. On the journey going one place to another. Yeah, sir.
On the journey, because it's sort of like your heart is falling where you're supposed to go.
Thank you, Sarah. Eleanor, did you have something else? Okay. Eleanor is also in the waters. Well, I think that there are so many places that we might find ourselves in this story. There are a lot of places to be on this big, huge piece of the desert. But we're going to go ahead and do our work. And let me explain how work is going to happen today. We call work, work, because it is listening to God, but it's just not always easy. It takes practice and it takes work. And when the kids are dismissed to do their work, kids, you guys are going to, we're going to just dismiss like usual, and you guys are going to get to walk back to the worship room and choose your work like normal, okay? And Justin and Ramona and anyone else that is helping can help the kids get back into the worship room, okay? But remember, your job is to find the tools that you need with your hands, with your body, with your eyes, that allow you to take this story with you and find where it goes in your heart for this week, okay? So choose the work that you need to do your own listening, and then I'll be in there in a little bit. Those of you who choose to stay in this room can also take the story, and Nate is going to help you guys do your work. So I'm going to turn the mic off and start dismissing the kids. Jude, what work would you like to do?
So as Kim is dismissing kids to their work, we're going to invite you to your work this morning. And so there are several things that you might choose to do. There'll be some questions up on the screen that can be prompts for our work together today. On this back table, you'll find writing utensils and some paper. So if these prompts are helpful to you to journal, or if these prompts are helpful to you to use art as a means of expressing what's happening in you, or if you'd like to engage with Scripture but don't know where you'd like to engage with Scripture today, you'll find some copies of Isaiah 55 back at the back table. And that's, you know, we're in this time of looking at exile, but the story that Kim told today is called Exile and Return. And the Isaiah passage from Isaiah 55 is more about the return. And so you can engage with that story as well. So we'll spend the next 10, 15 minutes just allowing this space to, as our children are doing their work and trying to allow what God is speaking through this story to resonate in them. We'll be here trying to allow what God is speaking through this story or what God is speaking through this time and space to resonate in you. So let's take some time to do our work together.